Well, on the question of insurance, whatever the damage, whether it is slips to land, damage to your house, or whether it is flooded properties, flooded vehicle, take a lot of photos and don't do any repairs until you've spoken to your insurer. That's some of the legal advice to red and yellow stickered flood damaged homeowners. As of Monday afternoon, almost 400 Auckland properties had been red or yellow stickered, 77 red, 318 yellow and 743 white stickered. Morgan Brady specialises in building law at law firm Tompkins Wake. She's urging people to contact their insurer as a first priority, keep a photographic record of damage and impact, and to delay challenging the sticker status. Morgan Brady is with us. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
So let's just zero in on situations like people like Paul find themselves in. He's obviously pretty onto it and is progressing with neighbours at pace, but others might not know where to start. Can you help them? First, what's the difference between red and yellow stickers? What's the difference in damage?
Okay, so red sticker is the highest level, and that's an indication that the property has sustained moderate or heavy damages or poses a risk to health or life, and yellow is sort of less severe damage. And what the two different stickers means is the red one, a restriction on access, so you can't go into the building, and a yellow sticker will either have a restriction on part of the building that you won't be able to access or a time limit for how long you can be in there, say, to get documents out or things like that.
And a white sticker?
A white sticker is sort of just an indication that it's suffered light or no damage. It doesn't necessarily mean that the council signing the building off is safe, but it doesn't mean it sort of hasn't fallen into the yellow or red category.
Why do you say it's better to delay challenging the status of the sticker on your property?
Well, you can get it moved, like you can ask council to reassess it and move it down, but in terms of what I would be focusing on is getting a builder or someone in to assess what works need to be done and what needs to sort of progressing that way. The council are still triaging properties at the moment, and they will come back and do a reassessment, but you're going to need to convince them why they need to move it down. The thing I will say is that these assessments are they're a rapid exterior look at the property, so it's possible that when council gets more information, they'll be happy to downgrade it. But what they're doing is in a first initial glance at the property to make an assessment to make sure that people are safe.
The importance of taking photos, what do you need to know about what to take images of and what other information to associate with that?
Well, so why you want to take photos is for two, well, the first thing is for your insurer, so you can sort of justify what works you're going to need to do and to assist you with the claim process. And obviously photographs are that, the best record you're going to have of that, possibly with videos as well, to show the extent of the damage and what works need to be done. And I would be talking to my insurer before I did any works to make sure you're going to have cover and that they're going to agree with the works that you're being that you're going to do. They might have some processes that they want you to go through before you go off and do anything, sort of getting reports and things like that. And so you're better to have had that conversation with them and have the photographs and everything you need to back it up, because you can't, once you start doing something, recreate that position later.
Repairs and the temptation to attempt them. What's the situation and should any urgent repairs be done at least?
Yeah, so urgent repairs, I'd be speaking to sort of a builder or getting a geotech engineer in or a structural engineer in on the property. There is an ability to do urgent repairs without getting a building consent under the Building Act. Again, photographs are going to be your friend here if you're going to be wanting to apply for a certificate of acceptance from the council later, because they're going to want to understand what you did for the works and that was all done appropriately before they'll give you a certificate of acceptance, which might affect you later. So I would be speaking to the council if we were going to do any urgent works, if you can, to try and get their agreement and sort of get their go-ahead.
What's the situation that tenants are in as opposed to homeowners?
Tenants, I mean, obviously, firstly, they hopefully will have contents insurance, and they should be speaking to their insurer about that aspect, and then they should be liaising with their homeowner. There might be a possibility that they could look at if their house is seriously uninhabitable or is partially uninhabitable. They could be looking and asking for rent abatements, and then there is a possibility that they could look at terminating their tenancy, either making an application to the tenancy tribunal, or there is if it's seriously damaged, an ability to give a notice. But before I did that, I'd want to be talking to the landlord about what they're doing, and I'd probably want to be taking, or I would be taking legal advice before I issued any notices to terminate my tenancy.
Who's going to help guide people, Morgan, through this complicated issue of EQC, if there's land damage and remediation, the private insurer vis-a-vis the house and the council? Who's going to provide so many people with the guidance they need, and especially people who can't afford private lawyers and private technicians?
Look, I mean, hopefully the council will help a certain extent. There'll be organisations like Community Law who will be able to assist, and who will be familiar with dealing with this situation. They will have had not experience in the Auckland office, but experience in similar situations like we had with Christchurch and with helping you deal with those various agencies.
Thank you. That's Morgan Brady, who is with the law firm Tompkins Wake.